Faith Lapidus. President Donald Trump says the United States has signed what he called another very important part of the immigration and security deal with Mexico, without revealing any details about its contents. He said Monday on Twitter that the unspecified measure is one the U.S. has been asking about for many years. He added that it would need to be approved by Mexico's Congress and threatened that if the measure fails there, he will once again return to his threat of imposing new tariffs on Mexican goods. The latest statements follow a deal announced Friday that calls for Mexico to dispatch 6,000 troops to its border with Guatemala to halt the flow of migrants and gives Washington new authority to force asylum seekers to stay in Mexico while their legal cases in the United States are pending. Hong Kong will proceed with its controversial plan to allow people to be extradited to mainland China to face charges, even after a massive protest on Sunday, the city's top leader said. Estimates of the size of the protest crowds vary between a few hundred thousand and a million. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam told reporters that she and her team have not ignored any views expressed on this very important piece of legislation, but thought it was important to push forward regardless. She denied that Beijing was behind the extradition bill, although Beijing officials have increasingly defended her plan, branding it as a sovereign issue.
This bill is not about mainland alone. This bill is not initiated by the Central People's Government. I have not received any instruction or mandate from Beijing to do this bill.
Critics say China's legal system would not guarantee the same rights to defendants they would have in semi-autonomous Hong Kong. This is VOA News. Gunfire caused panic in the streets of downtown Port-au-Prince Sunday, and two people were killed as thousands of Haitians protested against government corruption. The protesters were demanding that President Jovenel Moïse resign over allegations of fraud and mismanagement of government funds. They vow to remain in the streets until their demands are met. Protesters were able to get within 50 meters of Moyes's private residence, located in a suburb of the capital. Police prevented them from getting any closer and posted additional officers in front of the president's home. Kazakhstan's interim president, the hand-picked successor of longtime ruler Nursultan Nazarbayev, was declared the winner of Sunday's presidential election, defeating six other government-approved candidates. The country's Central Election Commission said Monday that Kasym Jomart Tokayev won nearly 71% of the vote, with all the ballots counted. His nearest challenger had about 16%. Election observers were critical of the balloting. Police have arrested about 500 protesters marching against the vote that they called illegal. Three of Russia's leading newspapers have published identical front pages questioning the motives behind the arrest of investigative reporter Ivan Golunov, who was injured while in police custody. Vedomosti, Kommersant, and RBC had the same joint statement from their editors on the front page of their June 10th editions, which also calls for an investigation into an arrest the journalism watchdog Reporters Without Borders has warned, could mark a significant escalation in the persecution of independent journalists in Russia. We do not consider the evidence presented by the investigation into the guilt of Ivan Golunov convincing, and the circumstances of his arrest cause great doubts that the law was not violated during the investigative actions, the joint statement read. Meanwhile, Golunov's lawyer filed a complaint with Russia's top investigative body, saying police used violence against him while in custody. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
Ivan Golunov was taken to a Moscow court after he complained of feeling poorly in police custody. During the hearing, he denied being involved with drugs. Following his release, one of Golunov's lawyers filed a complaint, saying police used violence against him while in custody, which they deny. Police are alleging they found 4 grams of a synthetic stimulant in Golunov's backpack, but many journalists suspect the arrest was retribution for his investigative reporting. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Former Major League Baseball player David Ortiz is recovering from surgery after being shot at a bar in his native Dominican Republic. Authorities said a gunman approached the Red Sox star before firing late Sunday. They're working to determine the motive. I'm Faith Lapidus. This is VOA News. VOA 1, the voice of